That's today, October 1st, 1985. I'm sitting together with Mrs. Marion Erickson in Rock Island, Illinois. And you are the first generation American.
Yes.
Of Swedish parents. Both mother and father was they were Swedish.
Born in Sweden.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, when what kind of picture you got of Sweden now, when you how old were you when you understood that your mother was Swedish and your father was Swedish? Did you go to the Swedish church service at that
yes.
time, did you remember?
Yes, I did.
Did they talk differently there than you talked in the home, for instance? In other words, Swedish sermon or?
No, it all sounded the same, and a lot of their friends joined this same Swedish Lutheran church.
Yes.
The accent was all the same.
Yes.
To me.
But I mean, the service now, was it in English at that time in 1930s? Remember it was.
They did one service. They had two services, and they did one in Swedish every Sunday.
Oh, I see.
Up to a certain point. Now I don't know what year they changed that, but for a long time they offered that to the immigrants.
And that was the first Lutheran in the...
It was Salem Lutheran in
Moline.
Mm-hmm.
So did you go to attend the Swedish service with your parents, or did they go to the English one at that time?
I think they alternated, as I remember. They wanted the children to be American.
Yes.
So we attended Sunday school, and I only remember always attending Ulutta. We always went to that. But I don't recall that I attended a Swedish service every Sunday. I think I was just aware that it was available.
Did you understand the Swedish service if it had...
I understood quite a few of the words.
So you had no trouble to understand the meaning of it? Or?
No, because I knew enough in between of what they were saying.
So your parents, did they speak in Swedish to each other in the home?
To each other, yes.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time?
Most of the time, I think they did. Now I can't remember. They were not so that they wanted the children to retain Swedish. They wanted us to be American.
They didn't push it.
No, no. They wanted us to be American and to speak good English.
Okay.
So usually just to themselves, when they were having a conversation, I could hear them speaking in Swedish. But to us, they always spoke in English.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
And you never answered them back in Swedish at that time?
No, no, but I picked up Swedish in a hurry, listening to them.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I was interested.
So you got a drift of it immediately, what they were talking about?
Oh, sure. Especially if they were discussing us.
So you were how many brothers and sisters?
I had one brother and one sister.
Okay, and they were older than you?
Yes.
And none of, like your sister, brother, spoke in Swedish to your parents then?
No, we all knew about the same words.
Okay, you were in the same age group then, more or less? Well,
my sister's 7 years older than me, and my brother's 5 years older.
I see. But they didn't...
Dear.
So your brother, now 7 years older, he was not able to speak and converse with them in Swedish then? He used the English, and they...
Yeah, we all really used English, but all three of us children knew the same Swedish words.
Mm-hmm. How about in the church now? Did you go to a Sunday school? It was all English?
Yes.
And confirmation, all English?
Yes.
And same thing for your brother and your older sister?
Yes.
So there were no Swedish implanted for the church then?
No.
How about... like table prayers in your home, were they used when you sit down for to eat?
Oh, yeah, he is sanam, towards we go, we sing na good, from what we fall.
Okay, mm-hmm. Who read that one, your mother or your father or anyone of you?
Well, sometimes we said it together, and sometimes one of us would say it.
Mm-hmm. So you all knew how to recite it?
Mm-hmm.
Without no
yeah.
problem.
Mm-hmm.
How about when you get visitors to your home? Who said the prayer at that time? Was that your father then, or if you had a dinner of relation coming in?
No. I think that
usually
might have been the same.
Shy,
usually,
not to say it in Swedish, but
no. Well, I didn't seem to be. I was. I thought that was pretty unique that I knew it in Swedish, so I was never shy to say it. I recall saying it with company too. You mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you were brave enough to. Mm-hmm. You were rather brave than to pronounce the words. So.
No.
You got the hang of it earlier.
Yeah.
How about you had relation here in the Molin, Rock Island area?
Yes.
To your home, there was uncles or aunts or.
Uncles, my brother, my mother's brothers, were farming here in the area.
In the Orion or South Orion?
Cambridge. Was the first farm. Well, Cambridge and Woodhall and Aledo, that area.
So they came for visit and then you went on to their farm?
Oh, yes, yes. We went out to the farm.
Relation then to?
That's one of my vivid memories in the childhood is on Sunday going out to the farm and bringing home a chicken.
Wise. So they had that prepared for you. I mean,
a live chicken.
Well, a live one?
Yes.
Oh, you killed it here home then?
Yeah.
In Molin?
Uh huh.
Or in, no, they lived in Rock Island, your parents?
They lived in Molin.
Molin, the
mm-hmm. We'd bring home a rooster, a live rooster.
And you kept it for a few days then?
Yes, down in the coal bin.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and every morning he crowed.
So you have to feed them for a couple of weeks then because you didn't need it exactly at that particular time?
No, it was probably the following weekend that my father would probably.
For a Sunday dinner?
Yes. Uh-huh. We take it home on the one Sunday and have it the following Sunday. But I was always the one that went with him to the coal bin because I had to climb up to shoo the rooster down to where he was.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So he did some boarding then for a week before he was taken care of.
Oh, that was exciting.
Uh-huh. So you had cousins then down in Aledo and Cambridge. Did
yes.
they speak any Swedish, do you remember?
No.
No?
No.
They were all
They English did not seem to do that.
No. Was there anything Swedishness stressed at those meetings? Did they talk about all the thing back from Sweden, for instance, stories and reminiscing back? Did you remember all?
Well, every once in a while, they, the parents, would speak in Swedish to one another, yeah, but usually the children were out in the barnyard,
and playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if ever you were inside the house, or there would be little Swedish things said back and forth, you know, every once in a while. And they probably discussed a lot of things that we didn't hear.
That you didn't want to take part of because you were.
Well, I was busy with the animals, and so.
So you said you were playing. What kind of games did they play? About the same kind of games down in Cambridge and Aledo as in Molin at that time.
No, because we had more things to do on the farm. We could ride the horse.
Oh, I see. So that was not the regular play. Then you just took part of the what was on the farm.
Oh yeah, and gather the eggs, feed the chickens, and. And the cows would get to come in. I did milking.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I loved the farm.
Who encouraged you to do that?
Well, they, they usually couldn't get rid of me.
Oh, I see. So you were interested in farm life.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I loved it. I went out one summer and helped put up hay.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
How about your brother and the other sister? Were they also?
My brother would go out and put up hay. Of course, he could do. More of that manual work.
Yes.
Yeah, I rode with and just stayed on top of the hay, I suppose I felt like I was doing a big job, but I was kind of little to be there, but I wanted to be with.
You was up on top in charge.
Oh yes, yeah.
So there was more interesting to play with the neighborhood kids in Molin then.
Oh yes.
Actually, because you got the. Mm-hmm. Free life and
oh
animals.
Yeah, and they had a pony to ride, and you know, no saddle or anything. You just rode that bareback, and it was fun to go get the cows. And there was always, you know, that big dog that went with, and to get to bring the cows home. And
so that was a complete new life. So yeah. Did you talk to your dad about getting a farm, perhaps? He was not interested.
No, he wasn't. But I always asked them. I always wondered why they had never.
Because they both came
from
farming. In Sweden. Both your father and mother.
Yes, they did, and that's strange because I was very interested in it too, and I often asked them why they had never gone to the farm.
But they had no longing for the.
None at all.
For the heavy work, they probably saw it in the different
life. I think they had enough of it. Yeah. They wanted to be in the city.
Uh-huh.
And perhaps they wanted their children to have the advantages of the city,
yes,
too.
So how often did you go down there then? Once a month, or?
It seemed like we went that often.
We didn't
go in the winter at all. Yes, we went by car.
Mm-hmm. And they came here then for a visit also?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For holidays.
And then we could go in the summer, and then we could stay a couple weeks.
Oh, I see.
And then they'd come back in and get one of us.
And there was a brother or sister or your father or mother or what kind of aunt?
It was a brother to my mother.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Morbror.
Mm-hmm.
Did you call him morbror then?
No.
No?
No.
Uncle?
Yes.
I see. Uncle Nelson?
No, Uncle Axel and Uncle Gust.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were two brothers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we visited both of their farms.
So you were confirmed at the Salem Lutheran Church?
Yes.
And then you, what kind of work did you help out now in your home with your mother? Did she tell you what to do, or did you just look down when your sister helped her, or what happened?
Well, we did dishes. Cleared the table and
washing and baking.
Well, I used to help her with the washing, with the laundry. I remember that. You know, after you get started in junior high and high school, that kind of all ceases because there are so many activities in school, and you're so busy with that, and. That was fine with her.
She understood that.
Oh yeah, she'd rather I do that. Yeah. But when I was little, I helped with a lot of chores.
So she didn't have to push you into doing anything?
No, I kind of enjoyed doing that, just like I enjoyed the farm. I can remember standing next to her every wash day, because she had the wringer tub, and I was fascinated with that too, how those clothes slid in there, and I always wanted to catch them on the other side, or I always wanted to feed them in, and I caught my hand in the wringer, and
Well, there was a hand, was it a...
No, it
electric?
Wasn't my hand, yeah.
It was a dangerous one then.
Yes, yeah, I can remember. Those things really stand out in your memory. I can remember that
sure it
as my hand was sliding through there, you know.
You froze more or less.
Yeah, and I remember Mother hitting the brake. Or the release that was up on top of the ringer that released my hand.
In the last second.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure it would be a memory to remember.
Yeah.
So now when you went to school then, junior high and high school, you learned, of course, the American ideas, the way it should be interpreted, so to speak. Did you bring home any ideas to your home then, to your mother and father? Or you said that you should do it this way instead. Do you remember changing ideas of washing and...
No. I don't remember.
No table manners were changed every... I mean, you kept...
No, because I felt like the Swedish ones were better. They were...
In what way?
Well, they were more formal manners than... the American way.
Because when you're playmates now in the neighborhood, Amorin, you went into their homes, I'm sure, and they were non-Swedish, somewhat.
Oh, a lot of them were Swedish. They were Swedish.
But you were also in homes non-Swedish. Would you remember any, like Belgian people or German background or English?
Well, I'm trying to think because so many of my friends were Swedish.
Yeah, well, how about high school? Then you must have a tremendous mixture of.
Well, there were Elander, Anderson, Bowman. Nelson. See, I had many Swedish friends just because there were so many Swedish people in Moline. That had a lot to do with
it. So you didn't have to associate
them? No, and then the boy that I dated, the one I married, was Ericsson.
I see. Mm. So you didn't come home with the Calabrini or San Martino or anything like that?
No. Oh, no. No, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, what would have happened? I mean, they happen in some families, though, they go home a date of a different...
Oh, yeah, I understand. Especially. I understand they did. No, I think I knew I shouldn't do that.
Was they in your own mind, more or less, that it isn't feeling good, or it wouldn't have been a good way to do it?
Well, maybe both. Might have been a little bit of both. And you hear things said when they're talking about someone else,
yes.
You know, that maybe what they had done or something. And I think you pick that up along the way.
Yeah, but isn't it this way that people hear a lot of things, but they usually think, you know, they can't happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
They try, they can...
Yeah, my child would never do that.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
So, but still it happened, intermarriage with the Italians and Germans and Belgian people, and it was hard for the parents to swallow.
Yes,
especially
I think
the
so.
Religion.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose it was the hardest.
Now, my parents didn't have a problem because all three of their children married Swedish children.
So in high school, at high school dances, there were or proms.
There were plenty of Swedes to pick from, yeah.
It was different later on, though, and up in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, yeah. See, now my children and my sister's children and my brother's children, that wouldn't mean a thing to them.
And you will also understand it better.
Yes. Yeah.
Even if it's hard to understand.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not the same with the first generation, I don't think.
Because nowadays, one thing that's better, of course, it's so it is not unusual anymore. So people don't talk about it.
Right.
But years ago, they probably talked about it all over the neighborhood and the church.
Oh, yes.
If somebody was lost for the church.
Oh, yeah.
So what did usually happen then when like a Swedish girl married, let us say now, a Belgian? And they were usually a Catholic upbringing, all the Belgians, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What did happen? Did they join the Swedish church and the boy turned Lutheran or she turned to a Catholic faith? Or do you have
there
any
was
examples like that?
No. I remember some neighbors that their son married a Belgian Catholic girl, yeah. He did, and that was, crucial. It was, you know, I can remember that just being awful. Sometimes they wouldn't even talk about it.
That's right.
That was so terrible.
Oh.
Yeah, so now when I think there was one instance of that, and of course now, then years later, it didn't matter.
And the marriage worked out all right?
Yes.
No problem.
Still together. Mm-hmm.
So after a while, I suppose the... What parties of parents, they came together and saw
maybe, I don't know. I don't think the Swedes ever accepted that.
But it'd be this inner feeling they can't break. In other words, they still have that...
Yeah, I think so. When you, the ones who came over from Sweden, I don't...
They were steeped in one mold. And
yeah. I think it just became tolerable. I don't think it was ever really accepted.
Oh. So this girl, now she turned Catholic.
The one I'm thinking of,
the one you mentioned,
the girl was.
She was Catholic.
It was the boy.
I see, it was the boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and all their kids, of course, got to be raised in the Catholic. Yeah.
Yes, and he turned Catholic.
Did he attend the church then, do you remember if he did?
He did then. He didn't very much before.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
He had more respect
on
him. Yeah, religion is a funny thing.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And they said, you know, they should... make people part. I mean, supposed to bring them together, but it doesn't seem to be there many times.
Yeah, but he became a stronger Christian, really.
So
there was some good.
Mm-hmm. Were the Swedes churchgoers usually? Did they, like the Salem Lutheran law, did the parents take the children every Sunday to a church, or could they stay home a couple of Sundays?
No.
They went
to church.
Mm-hmm. There was the weekly arrangement.
Uh-huh.
So you went to church and Sunday school before the service or during the service at that time? You remember that?
I can't remember that. If I went to Sunday school when they went to church. And then I was in confirmation, and then I just went to church after that. And I don't recall when I was little if I attended both or one.
In confirmation, the classes, they were held during the week, once a week?
They were held on Saturday mornings.
On Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got confirmed the same year, in the summer, or did you start in the fall, or you remember that? Did they have them?
I don't remember. I was confirmed in May.
Oh, you probably started in the fall then.
Yeah, I think so. Or that summer. I may have started that summer.
Yeah, in other words, if you were confirmed in May.
I may have started like the June before.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. So, and did most of the children or the young the kids now attended confirmation classes, or did they skip it, or it was usually common?
Oh yeah, everyone was there.
Mm-hmm. At that time, when you went to church, you only had communion once a month then. Not as often as they have it now.
It's not as often, but I didn't think it was that often then.
Or maybe it was even...
I think it was less than that. And then they changed it to once a month. I think it was less.
Oh,
it was three or four times a year.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Maundy Thursday was always communion.
So three, four times a year was probably the more likely custom at that time.
Yeah.
And when they baptized children, do you remember when you were going to Sunday school and confirmation? Did they do that in the church or at the pastor's home?
In the church.
In the church?
Mm-hmm.
They always try to have it in church at some Sunday service?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Before the, and after the service, actually, then, or?
It was during the service.
I see. Mm-hmm. How about the weddings now? Did they have church weddings, or was it private mostly? Or
no, it wasn't private.
They had it also in the church?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not everybody though.
They didn't?
Yeah, well, yeah, they were wondering, if they, did they have a church wedding? Sometimes you can have, they didn't have it after the service, that's what I meant, in other words. You never remember that?
Oh, on Sunday after service?
Yes.
Oh, I never remember that, no.
It was always on a Saturday.
Well, now it was on Sunday, but like in the afternoon. It seemed like Sunday was the day.
But after the regular service? It was nothing combined with the service?
No. Nothing. I was married on a Sunday.
Sunday afternoon?
Yes.
In Salem?
Mm-hmm.
So you married the high school sweetheart, and he was also from Modin,
mm-hmm.
a Swedish background?
Yes.
And it was Eriksson, and his first name is
Paul.
Paul Eriksson. And his parents, they came from Sweden, or were they born here?
His great grandparents were born in Sweden. So
both parents were born here, and in Molin.
Yes, both of his grandfather would be the Swedish first generation. Swedish here, and then his grandmother was already in America.
So he is the second generation then American?
Yes, third. He would be third.
Third.
His father would be the second.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. So how do you see, if you compare with him, of your upbringing, does he know less Swedish than you do?
Oh my, yes, yeah.
Much less.
That was never presented to him at all.
So he couldn't talk Swedish to you? I mean, he couldn't talk Swedish to him?
No, he wasn't aware of the traditions or anything. They were never offered at home. Oh, it was too far removed. He was third generation, so.
I see.
And his mother is not Swedish, and that has a lot to do with it. If the mother is Swedish, then the child is usually taught those traditions.
So, and his mother then is of what descent?
Well, I don't know if they're sure.
In American?
Yeah, I think there's English, Pennsylvania Dutch.
So there's nothing specific in their culture,
no.
In other words?
No.
I see. So the father's influence was not that great then?
No.
He couldn't do the cooking, so then it was lost.
No, and I don't think he was, even the father wasn't aware of that, because his mother was not Swedish.
So this probably makes a lot of difference.
Mm-hmm.
So he became a Swede then again when he married you?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you believe that the cooking or the kitchen will have a tremendous influence on a family? In what way they will think and talk about culture?
The cooking?
Yeah. It makes a lot of difference because you remember that.
Yeah. Yes, I think it
what
does.
What is it you remember now from your home that your mother made and prepared on the table that sits good with you and you remember?
Oh, the Swedish bread.
The bread?
Yeah.
So there was a special twist to it that nobody else could do.
Oh, yeah.
Did you learn how to do it?
Yes, I do make it.
Because I suppose your mother doesn't have any measurements and cups and stuff like that. Just one.
No, but
that.
That's right. That was how they cook. They mixed and how they bake. They mix flour till the dough looks right. And I was not a judge of dough. I didn't know how it could look right.
How did you learn that
then? Well, I was beside her a lot in the kitchen, and now lately. I had her make the bread with me a couple of years ago. And each thing she was going to put into the bowl, I measured first. And then she would dump it in. And then if she was going to put any more in, then I measured that too, so that I got the exact measurements. And then I wrote those all down.
So there where you have observed all the...
Yeah, so now I make the bread.
So she didn't have to push you to do this. In other words, you
were
observant enough to realize.
Yeah,
you
gotta
learn it.
I was after her to get the recipe to do it.
I see. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that if you are not that observant and interested, a culture thread will be lost then? In other words, the parents won't push it on you.
That's right. I believe that.
The kids are more or less free to be right there, they can be there, but if they are not asking anything, they won't tell them.
Right, right.
You have to be the one, the children has to be the factor that realize to keep it going.
I think so.
Because like your mother and your father also, they were busy with their livelihood, I mean, to keep bread on the table and...
I seem to be the one of the three children that was interested in what they were doing.
I see.
I don't know if I was just underfoot all
you
the time.
You looked at the others then, probably, because they did it more like a job, perhaps, because they had to help out earlier than you, though, like your older sister now.
Well, I don't know if she...
Did she help her mother, your mother, more than you did, you think, or...?
I don't think that. I thought you meant as far as learning the different
things. Yeah, I mean,
things.
In other words, she had to go out and get a job. Well, how did she get away from home? Did she marry or how did she...
No, she went to school and then she married.
And then she moved away?
After a couple years.
Yeah, and you were still at home though?
Yeah.
So you were longer with your mother in the... after her, in other words, so you took over what she left.
Yeah, but I was kind of there anyway, even when I was little and everyone was home.
So you were observing.
Oh yeah, I was there with the meat grinder when they made the p- potato bologna, and because I wanted to put the potatoes and the meat into the thing. Yeah, so I was sort of ever constant.
You know exactly what order is supposed to go in there.
Yes. Sure, I wanted to make it all. I wanted to see it all.
So you don't get too much pepper in one end.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Oh yeah, they had to watch me because I was so enthusiastic over what they were doing. I wanted to be right with them.
So that way you picked up a lot of different customs.
Mm-hmm.
So your mother now, did she make the loaf breads or the round cake?
She made the loaf.
The loaf.
Mm-hmm.
And it was rye.
She didn't do rye so much that I remember as that coffee bread.
Oh, coffee
the
bread.
Braided.
Oh, I see.
Coffee bread, yeah.
Oh, and there was cardamom in it. And,
oh, yeah. She may have made rye. I made Swedish rye. She may have made it, and I don't remember that part. I remember the braided.
Side 2 in continuation with Marion Erickson, Rock Island, Illinois. And we have October 1st, 1985. Side 2.
She didn't do rye so much that I remember as that coffee bread.
Oh, coffee
the
bread.
Braided.
Oh, I see.
Coffee bread, yeah.
Oh, and there was cardamom in it. And,
oh, yeah. She may have made rye. I made Swedish rye. She may have made it, and I don't remember that part. I remember the braided egg bread, cardamom bread.
So were you eating a lot of white bread at the dinner table?
Yes.
Rather than rye?
Yes.
So rye was not as much as custom at that time then?
No, well, rye was always there because my parents liked rye.
Oh, but how about your kids now, your brother, for instance?
We chose the white bread.
Because there was a time in the 40s and 50s, the white bread was supposed to be a little bit nicer to eat, you know.
Was it? I think that we children always had the white bread.
How about the school lunches? Do you remember what the kids carried in the lunch bag? Because you didn't have any school lunches at that time.
Well, let's see.
Was
in
white bread?
In grade school, I came home.
Oh, you were close to.
Yeah. I came home for lunch then. They didn't serve a hot lunch where I went to.
So you carried lunch in high school?
No, I ate in the cafeteria in high school.
Oh, I see. You
mm-hmm.
cafeteria.
Mm-hmm. And I think I carried lunch in junior high. I don't think I came home, but I was close with junior high too. I don't recall my lunch in junior high. I remember grade school and high school. I'll have to think about junior high.
Did you go to the Moline High School on 23rd Avenue? No, that
no,
was far away.
No, I went to the one on 16th Street, the old high school.
Oh, down there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a newer one up there, I understand.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So, how about the schoolwork? Now, did your parents interfere with, helping out?
No.
Your older brother and sister probably had to, or your sisters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They helped you?
Yes.
With homework?
Yeah.
Or could you do most of it in school, or did you have to have homework?
Yeah, we had some. Yeah, I don't remember any tremendous amount. My sister was the most studious.
Oh, I see.
So yeah. I was too busy doing other things. Yeah, I was more interested in this other, rather than the studies.
Down to earth.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
And the rooster in the coal bin.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Then my sister would never have gone down to get the rooster.
Well, she was not interested in the farm.
Oh,
life.
No. No. She
it's
did not. She didn't want that.
She didn't enjoy the trips down to the farm then?
Well, she did because she had fun with the cousins. They had seven children, so we all had somebody our age. So there was always plenty of the children for us to play with. No, she enjoyed that part. But she didn't think Mother should make bread. She thought we should buy it. So I don't know if that was her, she was 7 years ahead of me, if that was her feeling about it or not. I didn't have that feeling. I thought homemade bread was wonderful. But maybe her group of friends thought, you just shouldn't do that. You know, you should buy white bread.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So how about, did people buy a lot of coffee bread and things like that in the bakery at that time? Because there were several Swedish bakeries then.
Yes, there were.
But did they buy much bread from them, or was it only for a certain occasion when they had the company? Or
no.
For church, for instance, maybe they bought some extra then.
No, they always made bread
they
then.
Made it.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't buy it in the bakery?
I don't think so. That was the treat, the homemade.
So there was no way to come with the bought stuff?
No.
Just means to leave the church.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I think they all wanted to show off their
was
homemade
bread. Was it coffee
bread.
And coffee bread, or café met up, as they call it?
Yeah.
Every Sunday after the service?
No, I don't remember that.
But they usually had a cup of coffee, though.
At church?
Yeah. Oh. You don't remember that?
No.
So there's a later invention then.
Yeah. I go to it now, and
yes.
have for a number of years,
yes.
But I don't remember
that.
Not
at that time?
No.
But they had their meetings, though, then. They had that Ladies' Aid and
Luther
League.
Oh, yeah.
Then you had coffee and...
Yeah, Luther League I went to. Mm-hmm.
Oh. So all your brother also went to the different stations there?
Yes.
Sunday school, Luther League, and young people?
Oh, yeah. We were required.
How about Ladies' Aid? Did you join the later on too, or?
No, my mother was with that.
She was with that?
Yeah.
Was there a trend that got away after a while, you think, with the old-timers? Did you feel, for instance, that you were too young to join that group, or?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I would never have joined that. No.
Yeah, but there was a period between the young people and the Ladies' Aid. What did people do then? Weren't the pastor afraid to lose the membership then for participation?
Well, he must have had other...
Priscilla.
He must have
society.
Had other things for them to belong to. There must have been a young people's or young marrieds or something group, but the biggest thing at church was Ladies' Aid.
Ladies' Aid.
Yeah.
And they were...
They all worked in a group and they made a lot of money for the church.
The treasure of the church, so to speak.
Yes, yeah.
And they certainly did a hard job.
Yeah, they did.
And they didn't ask for any recognition either.
No, they enjoyed working.
So there was something
yes.
very
mm-hmm.
good. You mentioned you had the 7 cousins down at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to those people? They married and... go out of Cambridge, Chalino area, or?
Oh, yeah, they all went to California.
California?
Mm-hmm.
The whole family?
They sold the farm and went to California. Mm-hmm.
What year? Late 30s?
It'd be in the 40s.
40s?
Yeah.
What was the reason for that?
Well, I don't know why they did that. I don't think my uncle... He was the last one that really wanted to leave, and one of his sons didn't want to leave either. And he and that boy kept farming for a while, and the rest of the family went to California, so pretty soon they left and went there too. But that one boy who didn't want him to leave is still living here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is he farming then?
No.
So
he couldn't have managed that by himself.
Oh, I see.
So they sold the farm and then the father, my uncle, went to California too, but that particular son stayed here.
How about some of your girlfriends now, those cousins? Were they interested to be a farm wife? Did they look forward to that, or?
They must not have. None of them ever returned, and none of them did any farming.
They married off to California.
Yeah, they all became city-fied.
And they went to roosters.
Yeah. no more roosters.
And the good life on the farm was gone forever.
Yeah.
So you've never been down in the area anymore than after that?
I went out there one time in the middle 70s to find the farm again when another cousin of mine from Sweden came over. Because that would have been his uncle's farm too.
Yes.
And together with mother, we found the farm in Cambridge and hadn't seen that since the 40s. And haven't been back since, but we did find it, yeah.
So that was down in Cambridge?
Mm-hmm.
So they left Illinois and...
Yeah. The other uncle stayed and kept farming in Aledo. So... We did have that farm for a while to still go to, but...
How about politics and involvement with schools and city council and aldermen and so on? Were your parents interested in that, to follow up on elections?
They always voted. They weren't...
They were not involved with...
They were not involved,
petitions,
no.
Petitions and stuff like that?
No. My mother worked in later years for the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. She drove people to the polls. Mm-hmm. That was some involvement, but they always discussed the politics, the national politics they did, and they always voted
Republican.
Well, I think they were always Republican.
Mm-hmm. What about the school board, like PTA? Were they interested to vote?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
So the schools were. The parents didn't get involved then, like they did in the 60s and 70s then?
No, mine didn't, anyway. They always came for a program, you know, if we were in that. They were always very faithful.
And for exams and...
Oh, sure.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, whatever we were involved in, you know, they always came to that.
How about you now? Have you been interested in the politics, the local politics or the schools?
To run for an office or anything?
No, I mean,
you
to
mean?
Be involved and change things in the school, for instance.
Yeah, I think I was more so interested in that.
You belong to PTA then?
No, I did not go to PTA either. It was the type of meeting I didn't care to attend. It's always dragged out, and those ladies just do not, you know, do the business and get on with it. They will argue about the price of milk if it's from 12 cents to 13 cents. And I just don't like meetings like that. I like a little more substance than that. So I never went to it.
You don't think the PTA would have any real impact? In other words, there was already...
No, I think you need a stronger organization than that to get things accomplished.
So it doesn't have the weight?
No, I think you have to do some other things, maybe even on your own, where you can push things in the right direction that you feel is not right at the school. I've done that.
And the rest of the city, did Moline have any Swedish mayor? Or yes, they did.
Oh, yeah.
And all the rents of his suites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of those offices were filled by Swedes.
How were they handling the political situation, you think, in your opinion? Did they do a good job, or were they easy to...
Well, I think they were all right. I guess I was... Maybe I was brainwashed. I figured if a Swede was in there, they were doing it right.
But now they need more than Swedish wars to get in, though. They need a lot of outsiders also to get elected, I mean, for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's changed.
So there's... The old Swedes are dying off and...
Yeah.
So, and how about the context now with Sweden? You have a cousin in Sweden. You said they were visited you in the 1970s.
I have 40-some first cousins.
40?
That's just on my mother's side.
And you have correspondence with some of them, then?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Know exactly who they are and where
yes.
they are.
Oh, yes.
And they've been here visiting you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you been in Sweden?
I haven't, no.
Mm-mm. Your mother didn't go back once, didn't she?
She's been back three times.
Three times?
Mm-hmm.
I remember she said something about
yeah.
it. So it's your time not to go.
Yeah, I really have to get over there, because I am really the one who is so interested in the tradition and in the Swedish culture. My sister has been there 3 times.
Oh, I see. But
I haven't.
You married this Swede. How about your sister? Did she marry this Swedish?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she lives in Molin?
In Champagne.
I see. Mm-hmm. And how about your children now? You have how many?
I gave birth to one daughter.
So, and is she interested in the Swedish background?
No, she likes the braided bread, the Swedish braided bread.
This is as far as she goes, yeah. No more.
When she was little, I made her a Swedish costume. And she attended Swedish functions with me then.
Yes.
And I had my costume, and I brought her with when she was little. Uh-huh. And she wore hers then. Of course, they go with you then, when they're little.
Well, but they have to come into high school.
No. No
way till.
I don't think that will continue with the. It might. You know, that it may come home to roost some things.
She may get the introduction to it. That's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I suppose it's different time and different ideas. You know, different friends and so on. That will be. There's so many things to do nowadays.
Yeah,
in school and
there is, and you know, like my child would be mixed with a lot of other cultures.
Yes.
So I think if she were to meet only Swedish friends like I did, that it would be different for her too. But all of the cultures are open to the.
And they probably don't discuss that side of the story anyhow. I mean, when they meet all those different.
No, unless they talk about the Swedish things at home, she may do that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when you were growing up now, did your parents talk about they are not Swedish and she is not Swedish and so on? Did they use the expression today? You don't talk about being a Belgian or Italian or.
Yeah,
Italian.
Yeah, that was.
More stressed, you say?
Oh, yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
But nowadays is one.
I can remember my girlfriend said that her parents said to her, "Can't you find a nice Swedish boy?" And she did.
She did?
Yes. Huh?
She went on her way.
Uh-huh. So that was blessed.
So that makes peace in the home, at least.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Now, at the high school now in Molin, what kind of. You had the regular classes, but there was something that stressed the Swedish in one particular way. You had a Swedish course at the high school.
Not a course.
No?
It was offered.
It was offered?
Yeah. I didn't take,
you didn't take
Swedish,
it.
No.
You didn't have to, or you felt like
I didn't have to. I really don't know why I didn't take that. I should have.
But was that class attended by many, you think, or was the one that they skipped?
I'm not sure how many were in there. I know there were, you know, students. I don't know how many.
But you had something else though,
the Scandinavian singers.
Singers.
Mm-hmm.
And they consisted of how many?
Oh, I suppose we were 15 or 16 girls.
All girls?
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell me how did you go about it? The teacher, for instance, who was that?
The teacher, her name was Margaret Becker. She was a music teacher at Molin High for years and years. And she organized this Scandinavian singers. I don't know if it was at the request of the students or parents or herself, but she organized this group, and they were all of Swedish background, all the girls. And we each had a Swedish costume. And we were presented some songs in English that we took home to our parents, who filled in the Swedish words and pronunciation for us, and then we brought it back to her, and then it was decided on how we were going to pronounce the words and sing them. And a lot of Swedish songs too. And then we were taught the Shadish, and we sang in Swedish and danced in. We went to Swedish Olive Hall and around to Vasa Lodge, And down by Rock River, I believe that was the Switched camp that was there. We sang and danced there. And at the end of the program, we would each go out and get a Swedish gentleman to shoddish with us. It was a very fun group.
So you were full-fledged Swedish dancers then? In other words, they got from the community.
Yes.
They came from Sweden and knew how to do the shoddish and hambo the right way.
Yes. We didn't do the hambo, we did the shoddish.
I see. Yeah, later on you did the hambo though?
Later on I did the hambo with another fellow for Midsummer Fest at Augustana.
Mm-hmm. I see. So how long a program was this? What, half an hour or 45 minutes?
Oh yeah, at least it would be that. We sang quite a few songs and did some dancing as partners around the hall on the dance floor. And then we stayed because we did the dancing with the other Swedes who were there, the lodge, and then there was usually some refreshments served afterwards. So it was a full evening for us.
Mm-hmm. And you were allowed to stay out then?
Usually it was a Friday or Saturday night when we went.
Because that's. Paid anything for this? Or?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
It's all volunteer. Did you get anything either?
No, it was all volunteer. All just for the love of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got the refreshments then afterwards, I suppose.
Yeah, they'd have, I suppose, some pop or cookies or something like that.
And a lot of people came out then it was in the middle 40s then.
Oh, it was just full. They had chairs all around the dance floor and even standing room behind that. And the Swedes would just smile. And as they listened to us sing Swedish, they just really enjoyed it.
So a lot of old timers were still around at that time.
Oh,
they
sure.
Came in the early 1900s. And
sure.
Mm-hmm. So they had, and you did also it on Satamolin in Aledo, you said?
Yes. I do remember going to Aledo with the group too. I don't recall what the occasion was. I know there was the centennial for Moline when it was 100 years old, and they had big parades, and they went to Aledo for something, and around this area we went to different things, and the Scandinavian singers were part of that centennial parade.
So how long did this continue? As long as you went to
I did that for 3 years.
3 years?
Uh-huh.
Did it continue after?
It did for a few years, and then it died out.
It was hard on for people to get costumes, I suppose.
Yeah, I think they weren't as interested in it as our particular group was. And probably they didn't have as much call for us then afterwards, because the lodges died out too.
And you didn't join any other Swedish lodges like Vasa, Viking, or Switjord?
No.
They didn't have any recruiters out talking to the parents that the children should join?
Oh, they may have. They may have.
How about your brother and sister? Did they
join? No, they didn't either. Mm-mm.
So there was a drop-off then, in other words, attendance. Did you go to any Vasa meeting with your mother at any time, do you remember?
No.
There was nothing for the young people?
No, the only thing I remember going to the Switched camp at Rock River.
It was in the summertime they had that, like a picnic then? Or?
Yes, they always had that. I remember bringing Paul one summer when we were in high school.
So take a look at the crazy Swedes.
Yeah.
Appeared on the scene. But you also mentioned about Augustana later on, that's not too long ago though. You went down there for Midsummer.
Well, that's probably 10, 15 years ago, maybe, when I danced Midsummer Fest,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine that would be 69.
And then you
somewhere in there.
Carry this Swedish flag? And
I happened to carry the American flag. The boy I danced with carried the Swedish flag.
I see. So
yeah, we were the flag bearers. There was a men's chorus from the University of Lund who came over to entertain for Midsummer Fest.
And you said it was a special thrill in your life that you could do this.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was very thrilled to be a flag bearer and to lead the chorus down to Midsummer Fest and to just to dance the hambo around the maypole.
Do you remember that going on for many years at Augustana?
Yes.
Way, way back?
Oh, yes.
Midsummer Festival?
Yes, they've always had it. They still
always
do.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the community is participating in the Augustana's Swedishness as much as they should, like Molin and Rock Island, or are they more enclosed by themselves, Augustana, or can they have an outreach?
Well, they have quite a few Swedes still attend Midsummer Fest. It isn't done up as big as it used to be.
There was big years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, there was, you know, a little more to do over it, as I remember, and there was usually some, like this big chorus from Sweden was here. So sometimes we'd have dancers from Sweden, and usually someone from Sweden was here for Midsummer Fest. And the Swedes all turned out for it.
Mm-hmm. Came out in droves.
Yeah, because that's a big celebration in Sweden.
How about Lucia now? Do you remember that in your home when you were growing up, your mother making Lucia katter?
No, I don't remember her doing that.
It was not the custom years ago then, in other words. That's a later idea then. You have caught on to Lucia.
Yes, I started the Lucia day.
So what do you
tradition.
Do now? Tell me.
My husband makes glögg, and I make Lucia buns, and I get bundust, and get
oh,
the...
Oost also?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't have buns without oost.
I know. How do you make that?
I don't make the
you
oost.
You make that? You buy
no,
that.
I buy the oost.
Uh-huh. I see.
And I get all of my Swedish things out, Yule book. We have a large sign that Paul made. It says Good Yule. We hang that on the front of the house. And I have my Swedish costume that I wore when I was in the Scandinavian Singers. I wear that. And I send invitations to my friends telling them that this is the beginning of the Swedish Christmas, December 13th on Lucia Day, and I'd like to share this tradition with them. And for them to stop in any time between 9 and 12 for coffee and Lucia buns. So there are about 30-some who stopped
in. So how many years have you continued with that?
Oh, I think I've done that maybe only 4 years. Because I didn't get the recipe until then.
So you were handicapped.
Yes, I really was, yeah. But before that, we had a big smorgasbord at Christmas time when we served glögg and brunaburner and potato bologna and always a ham. Lingonberries and rice pudding. Silta, herring, the regular Swedish smorgasbord. We did that before the Lucia, before that the other tradition started. Yeah.
Is there anybody else that does the same thing? Or
not that I'm aware of. I don't think so.
So you are the Swedishness in Rock Island?
Yeah, I might be. I invite people who do belong to the Scandinavian American group at Augustana. One lady was here last year and she said, why, I never thought of doing this. So maybe no one else does have that. That's good. I hope not.
You carry on the traditions from the old country.
Yes.
Slut på intervju med Marian Eriksson, Rock Island, Illinois. Slut på intervju.